I'm Jack Shaw, Assistant Vice President for Auxiliary Enterprises here at Shepherd University.
And Shepherd, for the second year, is having special summer camps. Explain what they are.
These are our series of RAM Scholar Academic Camps. We had two wonderful camps last year, Ready, Set, Action, and Robotics. We are going to offer those again. In fact, Robotics, we're going to have a total of 3 weeks. 2 weeks will be an introductory robotics session, and then a second week will be an advanced robotics. And in addition to those two camps, we're also going to offer Nibbles and Scribbles, which is a blend of food and writing. We'll also have a Gateway to France.
You did the robotics last year, and I assume it went well.
Those went very well. We had a total of about 14 kids in robotics. I think we had 8 in Ready, Set, Action. The kids were very eager and happy with it. In fact, part of why we are conceiving of an advanced robotics class is a great number of those 14 kids that participated in Robotics 1 wanted to come back for something the following summer. So we reached out back out to those kids. I think many of them are going to come back for the robotics, advanced robotics class next year.
And then the Ready, Set, Action, what will they do in that?
Ready, Set, Action. Last year, Dr. Johnson introduced them to a number of short stories that the kids were allowed to interpret and then create what would really be much like their own movie trailer for that story. Last year, their capstone video worked around Edgar Allan Poe's A Telltale Heart. So at the end of the week, we actually had an Academy Awards for the kids where the parents were able to come in and see their video.
Now, the new camps this year, what will they be about?
For Nibbles and Scribbles, our instructor, Ildis Nerdanoski, who happens to teach our stretch writing program here at Shepherd University, will not only introduce the kids to basic cooking prep, but we'll also utilize that cooking prep to inspire them to become better writers. So what Ildis wants to do is help them understand how to develop a theme and create and construct paragraphs and a theme around a topic to make them better writers. So again, it's going to be something great for a middle schooler who needs to start developing writing skills for high school. But it's not going to be bland. It's going to be very much fun. It's going to be around food preparation. They're going to get their hands dirty every day. They're going to be making fun food in the dining hall. And it will be fun, but they're also going to really match that fun with developing their writing skills, which, again, when I've talked with parents as we've developed these programs, that's one areas that I constantly hear about, that parents really want their kids to have the opportunity to work on their writing. Another new camp they're offering is Gateway to France. Rachel Krantz, who teaches foreign language here at Shepherd, has developed really what it amounts to is in fact a Gateway to France. So this would be for a middle school student who's thinking about language at middle school, perhaps French, but even Spanish or another type of language. We're going to talk about the culture of France, the food, the history, art, music, also some cuisine. We'll spend a day preparing some French recipes. We'll talk a little bit about language and how the French language is part of the Romance languages, so it's very similar in many ways to English. In other languages like Spanish and Latin. And so the student who goes through this week will be more and better prepared to take foreign language once they enter into high school.
What other options do you have this year?
Dr. Betty Elsey is putting together a Shakespearean program where we will study Shakespeare, the way he developed themes, and then we will also do some acting. We will certainly have some acting instruction, but also set development.
Talk a little bit about the fact that we're bringing kids this age into a camp on the college campus. What benefit is there to that?
Well, I think the big benefit is they're going to actually work with a professor at Shepherd University. So that's already an advantage over any other kid that's just spending their summer hanging out. So to see how a professor instructs, the expectations, interacting with Shepherd students gives them a good introduction of what college is going to be like. And I think for us, because Shepherd is so much a part of the community, we really want to create another experience for kids to become really comfortable with Shepherd and to make Shepherd an intrinsic part of their lives, so that you know, whether through the year they enjoy coming to football or basketball games or coming to music performances. We just want this to be that other thing that kids do to really become connected to Shepherd University.
Thanks for talking.
No problem.